Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Scales of Truth. I'm Tyson Harley. A lot of emotions, a lot of thoughts. We'll see how connected this can be regarding the events of June 21st, 2025. I think I might start with, and if you're listening later, it's about the missiles into Iran. You know, first thing I'll say is, it's not what Trump got voted in for. He got voted in, I don't even want to say necessarily a peace president, so much as stop all the wasteful, shameful wars president. And that's clearly what he indicated to being, and I believed him, and I believe him. So I do blame Trump, and I blame others. I blame the deep state. And I'll probably explain that a little bit more, but we'll go too long, didn't listen, is I think any president that is truly a people's choice to reform America, and he showed he was going to do it in the first literally week, let alone 2 weeks or a month or 6 weeks, more than any president has overtly tried to just change things. Plain and simple. Any president who's like that is going to be distracted by crises, and I'll have all these motherfucking people coming and saying, we got to have this meeting. We got to have this meeting. It's an emergency. In essence, it's COVID 2.0. Giant distraction to derail agenda. And that's, I'm going to go ahead and read a couple things from comments off of Telegram that might summarize a lot of what I might otherwise say. So let me find those, as some, I think some of them are distinct. And then I'm going to get to, although these will summarize, I'm going to get to this idea, this auto-reflex that, for instance, liberals will have for, and they end up being wrong, for, you know, climate change, which fucking means nothing. And in the meantime, actually empowers people to consolidate their power and freaking particularly pollute and do things that are inefficient, i.e. battery plants, that the only reason they're made, these giant giga plants, are because they're subsidized by billions of dollars at various levels. The one I know of is Panasonic coming in for a giga plant in my general region, and looked into it, and it was to the tune of $7 billion. Do you think maybe they're doing that plant because profit is straight up guaranteed? Would they have done that if they had to really understand whether battery cars work on the grand scale? By the same token, I'm going to cover briefly the idea that there are people who just as reflexive on the right side. And I generally support right, but I'm libertarian. But and we're going to get to the reflexiveness where it's just like, all you got to do, it's an automatic reaction. We're going to get to that. Let me find some posts that I made as comments on Telegram. As again, I think that might be as succinct as anything. Okay, so actually a congressman has said something that I've already said in different replies, and we'll find that. But this is exactly spot on. Listen to this one. Congressman Massey says U.S. bombing on Iran, quote, may turn out to be the 2025 version of 2 weeks to slow the spread, adding, we were promised that we wouldn't be engaging in another war. Yeah, absolutely 100%. I'm going to find again, instead of explaining right now, I'm going to find another comment, or rather comments from me. So this is a response I made, kind of seeing where this was going to go, off of a post about Tulsi Gabbard saying that her testimony was misrepresented and agreeing with Trump that Iran must not have nuclear weapons and is weeks to months from producing one. And inside there, I started with the very obvious word of bullshit, and then let me find out what else I said here. Give me a moment. Okay, here we go. Stop making Israel great again. It's just meant to distract you from the agenda of fixing this giant mess we call the United States. For this next one, and I can't remember if I said in this episode, because I've tried to record it about four times, been frustrated. But to the point of, this is not why Trump was elected. We believed that he was a stop the war, stop the ridiculous spending, stop spreading misery around the world, and start, and let's make America great again. To the point of American citizens believe that, I'm going to describe a post and then point out something. First, it was the post off Truth Social or something that said, we have completed our very successful attack on the three nuclear sites, etc., and so on. A full payload of bombs, blah, blah, blah. And now is the time for peace, capitalization. But as one of the responders said, fake. You know, RIP to Trump's legacy. People are like, until further notice, this is fake. Because that's how much the pro-Trumpers are like, he's not going to do that. Which indicates, again, you know, where we thought we were going, where we went intended to go, and not. Here's another one. Quickest turn from having an amazing first 2 months to being an absolute disaster. The point is, this is, as the first one indicated, is a distraction technique. The best of presidents, the more they now know that's in their hip pocket. It's just like COVID. 3.25 months, 3.25 years of, oh shit, he's going to get elected again. Things are actually going well. They're not disastrous. Therefore, we must create a disaster. Only thing is, it didn't take them 3.25 years to figure it out this time. All the other ones were small distractions. Disproportionate gun shootings about a 9-month period. This must be a shitty country. It's under Trump and all these disproportionate school shootings, not gun shootings. Yeah, I don't care what you think of me. Is disproportionate versus all statistical history. That all of a sudden, during Trump's legacy, during Trump's first term, in about 9 months, we have 5 times as many school shootings than we've had in the last 5 years combined. It was an impossibility statistically. I'm not indicating which ones could have been faked. And I don't mean faked. I mean allowed / MK Ultra'd. And so on. You know, not a good enough response, whatever. I don't care what you think of me. The statistics are disproportional. But regardless, my point there is there were small distraction techniques all over the place. Everybody agreed the George Floyd thing was ridiculous. Every law enforcement official that said anything said it was ridiculous. Everybody. And yet we still have riots paid for by that son of a bitch Soros. To distract and say, see, this country is still divided. And a lot of the black commentators at the time are like, you know what? I like Trump. And they're like, well, we got to have one last ditch effort for black people to hate Trump. So what about George Floyd? Oh, what some guy, what was that idiot's name? Because his name was interesting. It was kind of a pun. Anyway, that officer, we have to have division. So we're going to get these pro-police people. We're going to get these pro-black people, even though Trump was doing well with black folks. And some pro-police people don't care that, man, it almost came, his name almost came to me, could have said, okay, yes, but the guy is apparently in pretty bad distress now. Maybe I should take my knee off of him. This is disregards of whether he or not he was ODing on fentanyl or whatever, and he may have been, but all it needed was that police's reaction to just be, oh, I need to check on him now. I have him secured and something could be going wrong. I'm not going to just assume it's all an act. And he didn't do it. So, yeah, I said, let me find it again. Before I go there, how about this one? As to the point of peace, you just lost at least half your base, you stupid C-word. Israel must really have you under the thumb. And I'm going to get to that. Not quite to mine yet, but I find this one interesting. LOL, guy promises to start no new wars and said Iraq was a mistake. He also said Iraq had no WMDs. And now Trump goes to war with Iran over the same bullshit so the Jews will be safe and their interests fulfilled in the region. Safe my ass. I added that part. Just the, to me, Israel, the regime, not the people. The regime. Can I be more clear? The regime, not the people. It's about the regime. Just like you can criticize America, I don't think it's criticizing me when my American regime does stupid ass shit or horrible stuff. Okay, the regime, not the people. It feels like they're into blood ritual almost. I mean, that's far-fetched and not very, very based, but I'm like, the amount of destruction and non-targeted destruction that they create, it almost seems blood ritual. As to the base going, he wouldn't. Here's another comment. Video or it didn't happen. Well, it did happen. Here are two more. Again, as to the base, and I know this is Telegram, so it's different, but I guarantee you now that Twitter is free, people are saying things along the same line, if not quite the verbiage. Fake BTW, no actual news reports about a bombing. Here's another one. Where was it? Well, I missed that one. Give me a second. I'll take a quick aside while still scrolling for my comment, unfortunately. Apologize for that. To bring up this thing I find is so entertaining because it is so faith-based. And it's a reference to, you know, it's one of these, you know, logical fallacies and references to authority. And that's not what you call it, but it's something like that, call to authority. And then you're just supposed to believe it because they referred to an authority. Except in this case, they don't even name the authority. This is just so hilarious to me. Here's a perfect example of it. World War III, all you shitheads acting like you know what is going to happen. Mind-blowing. You know you don't know. Wait and see what really happens. Time tells the truth. Okay, so I guess that's a white hats will save the world. Ugh. And I could be wrong, but this could come from an absolutely wild liberal. But I think there's even something called blue out there, right? Where all my stupid sports podcasters I otherwise like to listen to, like, kind of give away their politics a little bit by saying, or check us out on, you know, Blue Sky or whatever. I'm like, you stupid liberal. Oh, well, you're not keeping it in your sports program or anything. So you're not putting politics into your sports program. So I guess I'm okay with it. But there's the indicator, you're a stupid liberal. So I'll say that this could be a libs comment. Maybe. But on the other hand, it's on like a Alex Jones or a Disclosed TV or something like that. So I highly doubt it. So listen to this comment. And if it's not a liberal, then what do you think this indicates as to the base and the base's, you know, expectations and disappointment? Right here. Iran, somebody said, Iran fucked around and found out. Someone says, send your son to fight for Israel. Yeah, exactly. And again, as to the base, here's another comment. Damn, this is disappointing. War criminals should be impeached. Leaving this party, and so are many others, sick. Remember the, was it pallets of dollars to Iran, wasn't it? Pallets of dollars carted to Iran? Was that it? I don't remember that exactly. I kind of think that was directly to Iran, but to that point, if that's a connection, here's another comment. I'm shocked. We bombed a facility completely facilitated by our own tax dollars with our own tax dollars. Brilliant. Here's another one by a guy whose username includes the use of two American flags, and it is F and disgrace the U.S. someone had said non-existent nuclear weapons, just like Iraqi probably said WMD, I can't see the rest of it, just a preview, to which somebody says there was no attack on Iran from America either, just more Israeli airstrikes. So there you go, another one where they don't believe it. There would be video of this bombing if it was real. If he doesn't turn it around, I mean, you talk about Make America Great Again being gone. Here's another comment. I can't believe I voted for this lying sack of traitorous shit. Okay, patriots and Republicans use traitorous. Dipshit Democrats never do, except only when it's helpful. And this guy's on disclosed TV. Do you think that helping Iran, helping Israel, means a stupid liberal would be that pissed off? And plus, he said he voted for him. War criminals, Netanyahu and Trump. Fuck's sake, no new wars, huh? Yet another warmongering president. What happened to not starting new wars? And this is my comment. Disgusting. Tell the president that Israel has nuclear weapons too. Dot, dot, dot. This is one I've responded to, but it won't be the very next response. And it is time for you to see that God wins. Every time, three open tooth smiles. And it was to a response of whore. I mean, to a comment of whore. Pay up. Time for you to fund pedophile Jews. So somebody says, time for you to see that God wins every time. And then someone else said, Trump has just added his name to a long list of, it probably says war criminals, I'm not sure. My comment, war criminals by proxy through the murderous regime known as Israel. Bring it down. I'm so fucking tired of us backing up a murderous bully, only making them more emboldened to murder and kill. Effing Mossad supposedly gave us the, quote, convincing case. And their deception makes the CIA look honest when the CIA doesn't have Mossad's hand up its ass. So this is the one where, like I said, the congressman basically is saying what I'm saying. So I'll respond to, time for you to see that God wins every time, three stupid open teeth smiled. I said, dipshit, break the chains. The people you are mentally enslaved to do not believe in Jesus, all caps. You know that Prince of Peace guy who said no longer was anyone separated from salvation just because they were not born one of God's chosen people? They know of your Jesus and they reject him, literally the New Testament and all its implications. So by acting like they can do no wrong and all death at Israeli hands are justified and glorious, you are rejecting Jesus and the New Testament too. This is just, quote, distract Trump from the agenda he got elected for, 2.0. It's the ultimate psyop. And it effing worked to derail our will in less than 6 months, rather than over 3 years last time. And yet it will not be enough death or destruction for Israel, because their bloodthirst is endless for those people they consider subhuman. We are their slaves for war, for upholding a world order as though the New Testament never occurred. If you like, I think I meant to say war so much, then go fight it yourself. They hate your Jesus. I'm not trying to piss off red staters. I'm trying to slap them awake. Okay, I'm trying to red pill the red staters who have taken, ironically, the blue pill about, you know, Jews in America are almost entirely progressive liberals. So how is it? I just don't understand it. Almost no Jews are conservatives. They don't even like you. Do you understand that? They don't even like you. They think you're a joke. Almost all of them are politically wildly progressive and authoritarian. Almost all. And yet you blindly just support Israel as though it's a Jesus-fearing country. They're not. They're an Old Testament country who rejected your entire basis for your religion. Well, underneath this will say, No, it's not. The New Testament changed all the assumptions, all of them. There isn't one chosen people. The Old Testament is about the chosen people and wars and destruction. And look what Israel does. Not every Jew. There are many Jews that are quite, you know, tolerant, and they just want to be left alone, just like any American libertarian and many American conservatives. I'm not saying that. I'm not being anti-Semitic. I'm being anti-Israel regime, because they're warmongers. They've created more death and destruction by far than has been given to them, and they're the ones who always push the envelope. And then when somebody responds even close to in kind, then they go times 10. They go a body for an eye. Forget an eye for an eye. They go a body for an eye. They go for 100 to 1 casualties, and then they look to the U.S. and Britain for political cover to not get in trouble. So it's the Israeli regime that I have problems with. And I'm going to repeat that again, even though I'm probably repetitious in my next one too. Break the chains. The people you are mentally enslaved to do not believe in Jesus. You know, the Prince of Peace guy who said no longer was anybody separated from salvation just because they were not born one of, quote, God's chosen people, end quote. They know of your Jesus and they reject him. Literally the New Testament and all its implications. It's a psyop, people, of Judeo-Christian tradition, because those are two separate things. I mean, hello. Islam also has a basis in the Old Testament, and or at least, you know, Jerusalem and Israel and the Holy Land. By definition, we know this. You know this. But Islam also doesn't accept Jesus. Islam, as to the New Testament, Islam and Judaism are as much against the New Testament as each other. I mean, they're both equally against the New Testament. So going from God's chosen people, they know of your Jesus and they reject him, literally the New Testament and all its implications. I'm not saying that Israel can't do what they want and then we kind of decide if it's over the top, but that's what I would like, is they do what they want. We don't do it for them. And then we non-sacred cow decide if they've been disproportionate. We are letting Judaism and everything Israel does to be sacred cow, don't touch, always agree. It's just a matter of how much we actually also, you know, drop bombs for them. So by acting like they can do no wrong and all death at Israeli hands are justified and glorious, you're rejecting Jesus in the New Testament too. This is to distract Trump from the agenda he got elected for, 2.0. It's the ultimate psyop, and it effing worked to derail our will in less than 6 months rather than over 3 years last time. And yet it will not be enough death or destruction for Israel, because their bloodthirst is endless for those people they consider subhuman, which is everybody who doesn't agree with them. And maybe they've got a little bit more kinship with Christians, thank goodness, I suppose, or we would have bombed them off the map, and then we wouldn't have to worry about them anymore if they were a risk. So maybe that's part of it. You know, they find politics makes strange bedfellows. We are all their slaves for war, for upholding a world order as though the New Testament never occurred. If you like war so much, then go fight it yourself. They hate your Jesus. And then somebody said, F Americans. And I said, it's going to be similar, but you think most of us believe in this? Read the comments. Part of why Trump got elected was to end these wars. But then the lying Israeli parasites and the effing generals put Trump through huge psychological pressure that despite his instincts, he could not resist. First time, you could not act, but then we'll blame you for deaths that might happen from this, quote, virus, end quote. Bracket, but what about the deaths and destruction caused by your solution, end bracket. Second time, you could not act, but then we'll blame you for deaths that might happen from Iran's alleged nuclear development. Bracket, but what about the deaths and destruction caused by your solution? End bracket. We've got the blah, 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 blah. I'm laughing because all of you are socialists. No, we said we'd make America great again. Everything else is a damn distraction. Shut the fuck up. If we ever need to bomb Iran on behalf of our interest, it would be on our interest, not on Israel's timeline. So when we do it on their timeline, after they threw missiles at Iran back in late 2024, before Trump could get in and we were worried that was going to escalate before Trump could do anything, that was Israel's timeline. It's on behalf of Israel. It's for Israel. And you don't think, and this idiot, I'm laughing my ass off at many of the comments here. You can tell how many are Biden socialists that support the terrorist country. They're mad because President Trump just kicked their Ayatollah's ass. Since Ahmadinejad and Ayatollah Khomeini took over the government of Iran, it's always been death to America and wipe Israel off the face of the map. Apparently the scum of the earth want the Obama-Biden Kamala years back, living on the streets and waiting for the government to collapse and live in apocalypse America. Like they're in a Walking Dead country. Got to feel for them and bless their hearts. So here's the thing, bro. One wrong doesn't mean that all wrongs are what we want, right? Like, those are two separate issues. But yeah, I voted for America first, not the terrorist nation of Israel. Trump is a clown. And somebody else to that comment, two comments up. We did not vote for Israel first, dude. I guess as I've gone long, I'll just go to this idea, and it was stated, in one sense. But the idea is this: that Trump really did do much more full steam ahead January 20th than any president has ever done. And then, like his success for 3.25 years, they said, oh shit, he's going to do stuff. He's actually going to do it. And the deep staters who distracted him easier last time by the people they placed in his cabinet, the people they recommended for his cabinet, and Trump was going along to get along, that slowed him down then. But there was no slowing him down now until they call the bluff. Are you not going to pay attention to a potentially deadly worldwide crisis? Are you not going to? And another one I said, let me see if I can find that. Basically, unless he was JFK'd, it was someone going, well, kind of depends on what he does next, which is going to be my point. Like, the psychological pressure of Mossad, which we shouldn't even listen to, but we do, just like we shouldn't listen to our CIA ever, because they're just fucking liars, but we do. Both of those, peacefully, both of those should be gone, because they're just deceivers. They do the bidding of the deep state and other various scumbags. But you get intelligence types in your room, then everybody's looking at you to make an extreme decision. That is a lot of psychological pressure, even for someone with a lot of will. And that's what they did. They just said, we're going to distract him. We're going to distract him with something that is world-class crisis. And we're going to dare him to just ignore all of us. Because if he does, the report will be that we told him this is a world-class crisis. And then he didn't want to do anything. And then who knows what sabotage and black... and red flags, black flag operations, that's not even right, I don't know why I'm thinking of it, could occur. Who knows how many? It could be a lot. So it is, again, a conspiracy to sway a president with undue pressure. And I call it undue because, again, it was Israel at risk by their own doing. And that's not America, okay? And we always act like Israel's supposed and sometimes, you know, true, but it's a matter of the weight on the scale. Their risk is our risk. And it's not. You know, Kuwait, we did a similar thing. Was it really just about getting Iraq out because they had a free banking system? I hear, but I'm not sure, that Iran has a free banking system, but that was just a comment, so I hadn't looked at that. You know, it's just a distraction, people. It's just earlier and bigger. Instead of it happening in 3.25 years in, it happened less than 6 months in. You're going to have blood on your hands if you don't do this. And I don't want to say Trump is a savior complex, but it's maybe a little bit of that. When you're pressured by generals, I'm going to find one of my last comments where I'm just concerned whether or not this will psychologically distract him for the next 3 years or not. That becomes the question. So here's one of them where somebody said to mine, break the chains, the people you are supporting, blah, blah, blah. Someone says, LOL, Yeshua is the Lord and Savior of the world. Israel, the Jews, are God's people. The Bible explains that. And then, so I say to that, basically, but maybe I'll find it later. No, the Old Testament says that. I'm repeating the idea of the New Testament kind of changed things. And that's, again, my point. Not to say all Jews are evil, but to at least understand, as with any regime, you can criticize Jewish actions. And they shouldn't just straight have cover by the world's strongest military. They should not. We have to analyze their actions, not in a vacuum, in a comparison of proportion and damage and death and destruction, and not devalue almost just out of, you know, reflex the lives that are on Israel's hands. It's crazy. So somebody says this, and I thought it was a good point. I ran off of it. Everyone has forgotten that Hillary was going to bomb Iran if she'd won the 2016 election. This move was inevitable. It's going to happen eventually, and here we are. I don't support this move, but nothing was going to stop it from happening. So I say there what I said similarly. Yes, I think short of him being JFK'd, something was going to happen. He did say, now it's time for peace. If he gets there, instead of continuing to make us further murderers by proxy for Make Israel More Murderous Again, I'll coin that, MEMA, Make Israel More Murderous Again, although when weren't they, then MAGA can be saved. But if he falls for, quote, now the generals like me, and he identifies as a fire and brimstone war president, then the crisis as distraction, PSYOP, also known as COVID 2.0, will be a full success. And American reform, why he got elected, will fully die. And then that comment as to the Yeshua is a Lord and Savior, I said, I paraphrased it, but the Old Testament explains that. Check out the thing called the New Testament, where God's Son appears. Change the paradigm a bit, he says in the understatement of the millennium. Unless you think that is fake, like Israel does. Someone says, they paid well for the weapons. You probably know this. I said, we subsidize them to the tune of billions, and they pay us for the weapons. So with that, I guess I've probably covered most everything. The other thing I'll add, I've heard this recently, and I'm pondering it. You know, when Google became, you know, legalized spyware, behind the scenes, where it was a bait and switch. Then we realized, wait, we're being spied upon through permissions. And then it turned out it's true. And yes, there was a public argument for it, underplayed to businesses, about know more about your demographics. You know more about, but then it was much more customized than that. It wasn't aggregate. And they were pulling in all kinds of information, a la the type of information at the very least, at the lowest end, that 2,000 mules showed to be true. Well, you can always pay for aggregated data, but then you can back, reverse engineer who the phones and where the phones and where they were. So my latest thing that I'm pondering regarding that background is this concept that, is it possible that phones with CIA and Mossad basically, being top and bottom, if you know what I mean, and I'll let you guess which one's top and which is bottom at times, which one's a top and which one's a bottom, is this CIA backdoors and all this privacy invasion as a matter of course instead of Fourth Amendment search and seizure law that was built behind the scenes as this giant behemoth? Is part of that, even if it wasn't the reason, it's a reason now, even if it wasn't the reason it's built, so that really just bribery and blackmail become easier? Because if they want to turn on my phone, they likely can. They want to listen to my conversations, they likely can. I've got a nice InfoWars privacy bag. I barely use it, right? I do have my privacy things turned off a lot compared to most people. I mean, rather settings turned to more private settings compared to most people, but it adds inconvenience all the time because it asks me every time, do you want to access this now or forever? If I hit only this time or only while this is open or only while using the app, it keeps asking me. Do you understand that? I mean, even that is a ploy. Even that, like, I already told you once, why would I have to confirm it every time? You'd think I'd have to confirm, are you sure you want access to this forever? I mean, don't you like your privacy? No, as soon as I say you can have access to this, then, fully, the highest setting, they don't ask me anymore. So think of how many people, through inconvenience, trying to avoid inconvenience, said, yeah, access it, it's fine. And they never switched it back. So is it that, either as a first intention or as a great side effect and intention realized soon after, that all of these, the phone privacy invasions, are so that bribery material is at hand if needed? Plain and simple, bribery material is at hand. Even if it's, oh, give access to your files, and you have your own stuff that you didn't even save to a cloud, but even the cloud is an issue with this. It's like, again, we've never been more, and I know people are going to argue there is an argument for cloud, in case my phone breaks. Well, you could, you have more locally than you've ever had. So why couldn't you just save it to a local network area, and they do software where all of your local network, which you can do now, you can, connect things to your local network, it's backed up in more than one place there. And instead it saves up to the cloud. And then, God forbid, it's up there and someone wants to bribe you. And you had those videos where think of all the celebrity, cloud video scandals, the celebrity cloud sex tape scandals. And, that's bribery material. So I find that argument interesting, that the scumbag CIA that, makes IT companies build backdoors, and Mossad that's, like I said, one's a bottom, one's a top, I don't know which, but I think the CIA's always has to give consent, and then it's a bottom. Well, I'll just say that. It's not the only thing the CIA does. They don't just cooperate with Mossad, but when Mossad is feeling horny, the CIA is the bottom.
We know that Israel, I'm just going to say it, Epstein, really probably Diddy as well, because Diddy was the same operation, it's just a matter of who was behind it. They used bribery to its full effect. Epstein's one, I mean, couldn't be more obvious. Buildings with cameras everywhere and a whole room of computer equipment. Hello? Hello? Why would somebody have not a whole room, a whole floor? Cameras everywhere in rooms. And same thing with Diddy. So, them being as a basis for their power operations, Israel does compromise U.S. people. Period. Plain and simple. And I just find the possibility interesting that part of the whole, you know, your phone invades your privacy all the time, is motivated by the idea of it's just easier to get bribery material. You don't even have to go set bugs. Just listen for hours and hours and hours on what they say, because it's listening, right? Like, if you're stupid, I shouldn't say you're stupid, that's mean. Because so many people do it. That would be a large amount of stupid people. If you've fallen for the convenience of your speaker listening all the time, then guess what? Your speaker's listening all the time. Yeah, you can say it doesn't listen until you say one of the assistant's names. But do you really believe it's not listening till then? Is it just that it knows not to respond and take something as a command or a question until then? Do you really believe it's not listening? Because haven't we decided that, you know, several years ago, it was like, yeah, all of a sudden I'm talking about going kayaking in Colorado, and all I've done is talk near my phone. I've not even looked it up. And all of a sudden I find some things that are about kayaking or Colorado or kayaking in Colorado or vacations. Those are not all just anecdotes. Okay, and just like, no, it's true. We all know this. We all know the phone listens. And we all know it is not just initiated by if you say S-I-R-I, or I don't have any of these ridiculous assistants around, but, you know, whatever you have to say, J-E-M-I-N-I, and so on. I try to forget them. Anyway, I find that very interesting in this, the age of, we will do what we do to make America great again unless we can get distracted by what Israel wants. And again, I'll state for the thousandth time, Jews in America, percentage-wise, we're looking across populations and tendencies. A lot more likely to be very tolerant, you know, than Jews in Israel. A lot more likely to not think, we're the chosen people, we know it, the rest of the people are vermin. A lot less likely to think that are American Jews than Israeli Jews, and it's all a continuum. But remember, even American Jews, incredibly progressive. They don't identify with you red staters, so why do you identify so much with them? It's mind-blowing. It truly is. And then again, it's not that, as I said, American Jews are probably much more tolerant, leave alone, you know, libertarian-ish. You know, like, I don't want to really be interventionist. But then as soon as anything about Israel comes along, they're about it. You know, even if they don't have the internal biases, but you go to Israel, those are the people who move there. They're not ethnically related to those from back when. It's a different ethnic group, and I'm not going to argue with it. I don't always have the facts at hand, but it's absolutely and utterly true that it's not the same ethnic group. But you get over there, and guess what? They believe in the Old Testament only, which makes them God's people, God's chosen people. They do not believe in the democratizing effect of Jesus. Okay, Jesus said, we're all equal in God's eyes so much as you believe in Jesus.
It makes every difference is the outlook. If you take the outlook literally, if you're just like, meh, you know, then obviously then we all have our own, you know, levels of tolerance and how we, you know, look at life. But if you take that outlook literally, it can lead to very, very bad biases. And the closer you get to the Israeli regime, whether that's Jewish or closer yet living in Israel or closer yet very, very politically involved in Israel or closer yet in a different way, very, very devoted to the law of the land, rather, you know, the law, the Old Testament, if you're closer that way or if you're closer because you're part of the Israeli regime, the more you're likely to believe this. We are God's chosen people. All death and destruction otherwise is justified always. And again, that's a continuum. I'm not about to go attack anybody, but that's a continuum. And if you have that continuum, just like Islam, where, you know, all non-Muslims must die, or then if you're closer to that, as is conveyed by your actions, it's really more about motivation, right? Like, you got your motivation if you're devout. But so does Israel. Israel has their motivation if they're devout. It's because they're chosen people. Christians are not. Christians are not America's chosen people in their eyes. They're not. And certainly not just any old, quote, vermin that decides to pick up Christianity, but was a Muslim or from Africa or wherever. Certainly they're not God's chosen people, let alone, I mean, the Christians aren't, let alone them, let alone those, oh, now you're a Christian, you're still not God's chosen people. We are. And again, that's not to say that they're, you know, worthy of awful actions against. But it is to say that when they have that attitude, the regime itself, you know, we got to look at when they do horrible acts in a proportionate way that we would when other people do horrible acts. And maybe we would if we weren't bought by them. That's what I'll say. It is what it is. I don't know what to tell you. Okay, guys, thanks for listening to Scales of Truth. It is 100 heat index here, but my lawn needs mowed, so I'm thinking about going to it. Wish me luck. Wish me luck.